community. A few movies and television bring you the news and say it's funny. Streaming to the internet at the speed of light, 96 KBS. For the next 2 hours, the superhost, Anime with the power of knowledge.
Howdy, partners. You're listening to GeekWorld on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero, superhosts, Anime, and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, so you can send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com. Check out our website at geekworldradio.com. And follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio.
That's right, Pilgrim.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So in case you can't tell by, our language.
Yes.
Our wacky language. Yeah,
yes.
It's all about Westerns and cowboys today. And to join us for our Western and Cowboy show is our favorite correspondent, the only one with his own theme song. That's
uh-oh.
Right, folks. Back again with us is Darkubis Rybar.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Dave?
I'm always ready. I was born ready.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Darkubis Rybar, Darkubis Rybar,
Darkubis Rybar. That's right.
Wow. You got really high there at the end there, Anime. Wow.
Yeah, that was
very,
totally me.
Very high pitched.
That was definitely me.
Oh, Darkubis, it's so nice to have you in here.
Yes.
Really?
I can tell you, wow, you are so cool. You have two mics right now.
I do.
That's how awesome you are.
That mic
really
is
that
fantastic.
Cool.
It's excellent. Yes, we are doing an old West cowboy Western type show today.
Ye olde West?
Yes. We,
Ye old West?
We're talking about all things old West. Not only are we talking about cowboy movies, but we're talking about some recent TV shows that have Western aspects to them, and also some video games, too.
Yeah, there's TV, movies, video games. We've got it all!
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you should put the echo on when you did that. That was pretty, pretty exciting.
Wait, let me try it again.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Go
ahead. Okay, ready?
Yeah,
let's
ready?
Hear it.
Okay. TV, movies, video games, we've got it all!
Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
It sounded better before. The echo didn't add
Yeah,
anything.
It really didn't add anything.
Made it worse, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Far worse, far worse. Okay, so, we first have to say that we put Anime through a little bit of Western education
I had
before
a Western
we did this.
Boot camp,
except
without the boots or anything else.
We had you watch three classic Westerns so you could be ready to talk about this with us.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk about what we watched real quick, Anime?
Let's see. We watched The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, yeah.
We watched The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
And we watched The Wild Bunch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now all set. You have now seen three of the more awesome
and
Westerns.
And you have now seen City
yes!
Slickers.
Which, was the main movie that I've always wanted to see. I've never got to see.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Yes. All of them. There
yes.
aren't any
well,
other
hundreds
ones.
Of yes. Westerns
well, you
that
know,
have come
I,
before.
I had already seen things like, The Searchers.
Yeah, that's pretty. I was impressed that she saw that.
Yeah.
Did you see that with me?
Well, I saw it actually, in the time that I had just met you, but
yeah.
I didn't actually see it with you.
Ah, I got
this,
you.
This is not relevant to me.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
no, no,
I don't
no.
care about this, and I don't think anyone else did.
Rubber!
When you saw these.
Meow. Rubber, what is your favorite Western before we get started? Do you have one?
That's a tough call.
It is tough, isn't it? And, we could also...
It might be Wild Bunch. I would go for that.
I found the Wild Bunch. I like that the least of the three we watched.
Well, that's because you have mental problems.
No, you know what I think
Ever.
It is?
Magnificent Seven and Good, Bad, the Good.
Well, that's true, too.
The Good,
really
the Bad, and the Ugly are
films.
You
awesome.
Know what I think about Wild? I was just thinking about just today is it's like the most, it takes misogyny to a whole nother level. I think that's part of the reason you might not like it. And you might have even thought about it at first, but every woman in that is either a prostitute or cheating on their man and thus gets shot by their man in front of, dictators.
Well, like they said,
she was
mirrors
really
reality. And
No, she wasn't cheating, but that was the thing. I can't speak Spanish. I didn't put on the subtitles, but the whole thing was basically like, I'm with this dude now, ha ha ha. And so he was like, I can't handle it, so he shoots her. So that's the whole deal. It's like,
that just makes him look lame.
No, but that's why I say Breen's misogyny to a whole other level. Okay, well, I clearly you don't get what I'm talking about.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, then I guess Rybar was right. You just had mental problems. That's why you didn't like it as much.
You know, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just, I like the other ones better.
I think, I think the thing about Wild Bunch that I was trying to explain to anime was the fact that, it's just so influential to so many films that came afterwards, especially, you look at films with, by John Woo, and all the kind of slow motion violent, the ultra violence wasn't really going on much before the Wild Bunch came out. Peckinpah sort of kind of, I think, revolutionized action to a certain extent.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, from that perspective, it's awesome. I was bored.
Yeah.
I was very bored by it.
I think the thing is, we watched three of the most classic, Westerns of all time, and I think the thing was that the Wild Bunch is the one where the story is least important. The Wild Bunch is sort of, is all about showcasing these gigantic action scenes, these gigantically, fierce, awesome, crazily violent action scenes, but the other ones were a little more story-based. At least that's what I felt like.
Yeah.
I would say, no, the story was pretty...
The story
important.
Was really good. The story was... the point...
The story of Wild Bunch was really important, really?
I think that...
I don't think so.
Well...
I think the story wasn't even secondary. It was, tertiary. It was, the tertiary part of it.
Ultimately, the idea of Westerns is that they are... always contemporary and always reflective of what is really going on during the times that they are released. So,
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a very good point.
If you were to look at that, then you might see Wild Bunch a little differently.
No, I think that's a good point. And also, the whole thing with the Wild Bunch is they're relics. It's the end of an era for them. And so that's kind of. And the other reason we wanted to see that was because we're going to be talking about Red Dead Redemption, which is a game that came out a few months ago. That's why we can't just have a show based on that. But we've been playing it and having a really good time with it. And that sort of the story of the main character, John Marsden, is the fact that he's sort of like the Deke character in a Wild Bunch, the one that was part of the group that's coming after him. It's sort of like that story, except he's a lot more likable than that character. Not that that character wasn't likable in Wild Bunch, but
and not as old.
Yeah, but not as old. But basically, in the video game Red Dead Redemption, you play John Marsden, who was a cowboy, ran with this really notorious group, but then he quit after they started murdering everybody. But then the government basically stole his wife and kid and said, "You got to go track down your old gang. Or you're never going to get your family back." And so it was, it's just so awesome. And it's so cool. And we were talking about that. And all kinds of other things. But anime.
Yes.
What would you like to talk about right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, let's see. I've got two games for us.
Okay.
So
just getting started with the games already?
I'm just saying.
First off, let me, Rybar, we asked you what your favorite Western is. And you said you like The Wild Bunch a lot. Anime, do you have one?
Oh,
and City Slickers doesn't count, by the way.
I wouldn't believe me. That is not what I would. It's not what I would
say.
Did
he do that all the time? Like Billy Crystal, his hello thing,
just
or was that
in those movies?
Was that just those movies? Yeah,
and unfortunately, he did that in City Slickers 2 as well. And
he did a lot in the first movie. I started counting after a while. I think he did it 4 or 5 times. I was like, "Is this his?" I couldn't remember because it was familiar to me. But City Slickers came out when I was so young. I was like, "What is the deal? Is this just his thing? Was this his take my wife? Please take my wife?"
Just for that movie,
yeah.
Just for that character,
huh.
Or for those two movies, I should say.
There you go.
Well, then I answer Blazing Saddles.
No, I know.
No,
Blazing Saddles
is pretty awesome. I really liked both The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Magnificent Seven. But of course, Magnificent Seven, I also like Seven Samurai. So,
yeah.
It's really tough. I don't think I can name a favorite because, again, I haven't seen enough Westerns to really, it's my choices are between 5,
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to go a little more contemporary for me. I've always liked The Unforgiven a lot. It's sort of...
slashing and screaming.
Yes. One of Clint's masterpieces, one of his... was that the first time? Now I'm trying to think. Oscar wise, was that the first time he won for best director?
I believe for him, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a fantastic movie and kind of brought Westerns back just for a little bit, but it's hardcore. And I remember I saw that pretty much when it came out as a kid, and I thought it was just one of the coolest things ever. So I'm gonna have to go with that one. Did you want to start with one of these movies, anime, or one of these games?
No. I'm just letting you know that I've got a few.
Okay. So. And so one of the other things we're going to be talking about too is how much we like Justified.
Yes.
Which started in FX this season, and Rybar, I don't think you've been able to see any of them yet. Have
no,
you?
No, but heard good things.
Oh man, it's so excellent. Timothy Oliphant is the man. He's sort of like I guess he's sort of like Clint Eastwood right now, in at least the show. And so we're going to talk about how much we love that show and just all things cowboy. We got a whole bunch of stuff that's like, hey, look at that. That's cool. That was in a Western. What am I talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I assume that there is going to be, you know, should explain the difference between, you know, cowboy movies and Westerns.
Well, yes.
Okay. Is a difference.
Let's, yes.
That's
anime,
actually...
Not going to be herding sheep in every movie.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been trying to tell Dave, and Dave is insisting that no, everyone uses cowboy to cover everything.
Yes.
Well, no.
That's
that's the problem, that too many people use cowboy to cover everything.
Well,
the thing is that
anime.
Cowboys... They are actually the guys that deal with the cows. You know, some of them, once barbed wire was created, they became ranchers.
You mean the movie starring Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
Sweet.
They became ranchers, but they are the people that actually deal with the cattle. They move the cows from one place to another. They herd, and they herd the cows. They take care of them, and that's what the cowboys actually do.
Cool.
Westerns, you know, they can include cowboys. They've got gunslingers. They've got outlaws and lawmen. You know, but the outlaws and lawmen, unless they're also dealing with the cattle, they are not actually cowboys.
Mm.
Another thing to know about cowboys is that, you know, the whole idea of cowboys versus Indians is actually a myth. The Native Americans, or Indians, as they were called in the day.
Indians.
Right,
yes.
That's
yes.
Right, yes.
Reds.
Yeah, so, were so racistly called in the day, they really only fought
Washington
the army. You know,
they didn't.
Oh, wait, that's a football team. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
They only really fought the military.
Did you say fart?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know why that's awesome.
It breaks like the wind.
Because you're 10.
pretty much, yeah. Continue, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the Native Americans really only fought the military. You know, occasionally there were like, you know, obviously some...
Like Custer.
Yeah, and they won.
Hell yeah.
Anyways.
No, I'm listening to you.
Some that fought, you know, that some cowboys and Native Americans that would actually fight, but generally it was because the cowboys were a part of the military or the army or whatever it was then.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Very cool. Wow.
And
look at you. That's
Rybar,
amazing.
You got any other history you want to tell us?
What's
your opinion on cowboys, man?
My opinion on cowboys is that you mean on you know actual like,
cowboys,
an actual well, as far as long as they keep you know the herd together and you know they don't let too many strays go and you know I think that's pretty much all I can really think of in terms of what I you know
okay
in terms of cowboys.
Are you for the cowboy, the gunslinger, the lawman? Who are you?
I am for the reformed murderer. You know, like Clint Eastwood, Unforgiven. Edward Money. I am always, you know, I always like the characters with the past, you know, and they're sort of forced back into their old life.
I'm sorry,
just
who's Edward Money?
Isn't that the name? Is it William Money?
Yes. William Money.
Oh, whatever, it's close. Hey, that was off the top of my head, so that wasn't that bad. I remember Money. That was pretty sweet.
Really?
I agree. I think the reformed gunslinger is pretty sweet.
The mysterious gunslinger.
Yes, the man
with no
name.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be getting into those Sergio Leone movies. You know, it's funny because
the man with no name is always better with a poncho.
Yes, he is. You know, it's funny because I've seen all three of the movies, The Man with No Name, and it's been a while since I saw The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I forgot that he didn't really wear the Man with No Name outfit till the very end. Like, he was sort of in a suit, like, most of the movie, and then at the very end he had his poncho, and I was like, uh-oh, and that was supposed to be, like, the reveal, man. Even though they're not really actually all in the same story, they're sort of like, they're sort of like that, that series of Korean films, you know, like Old Boy and, you know, Sympathy for Missing Vengeance and stuff, you know. Except, you know, they do have the same actor play all this Man with No Name.
No, but, they're in Italy.
And yes, exactly, exactly. But you know, it's funny because the Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Though I love it, I don't think it's my favorite of that trilogy. Just because I think it's the best of the movies of that trilogy, without a doubt. But it's just like it's so epic and kind of so long. It's sort of difficult for me to watch like you know more than once every few years.
Which other one has a crazy guy going, Blondie? What happened? But after he's like you know dragging through the desert.
Yeah,
like,
Eli Wallach is so amazing in that movie. He is so like. He's so good. He's so, so good. He's so freaking funny. And yeah, I think you've seen all of them, right, Rybar?
Yeah.
I think I like For a Few Dollars More, actually, the most.
Yeah,
I think it's very streamlined, very simple, very cool. I like how he and Lee Van Cleef team up and take down the bad guy. I always thought that was a really, really good one. And apparently, it's funny, because I was you know telling Anna May that obviously the Magnificent Seven was a remake of a Seven Samurai.
Yes.
And I was telling her, it's like, you know, The Man with No Name, you know, the first one, Fistful of Dollars, I think it might be an adaptation of Yojimbo, but I'm not totally sure if it's an actual adaptation of it or not. And then we read out later that, well, let's see, Akira Kurosawa sued Sergio Leone for doing apparently a shot-for-shot recreation of Yojimbo. Yeah. So, yes, I guess in a way it is an adaptation.
Yeah, I guess some of them Italians, they like to rip things off.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, at least the Kurosawa.
What's copyright infringement?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, let's take a second to just talk about the origin of kind of Western films.
Let's do it.
So one of the really interesting things about Westerns is that, you know, they were being created when the Old West still existed.
Yeah, back
existed.
Then they were just films.
Yeah, well, that's...
they were called documentaries back then, actually.
They practically, you know, it was more about the time, except it glorified, you know, the outlaw life or glorified the kind of Old West gunslinger way.
Just like gangster rap.
Kinda.
Yeah, exactly. Actually.
Well, I think actually way back then it was still... pretty cut and dry, you know, with you know, back in the Gene Autry days and you know, before that, like Tom Mix, you know, where it was really just it was literally, you know, the good guys wearing white and,
yep.
you know, the bad guys wearing black.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
I mean, it was fairly cut and dry. I think it wasn't until more like the 50s or 60s, especially with the spaghetti westerns, where
yeah.
they really started... highlighting these more mysterious, more ambiguous characters.
Yeah, and also anti-heroes, too.
Anti-heroes,
you know, the other thing I was explaining to Anna, the reason she might not like the Wild Bunch is it sort of reminded me of, like, Superfly. You know, these guys are anti-heroes.
Yes.
These guys are not heroic. I mean,
no.
They started a firefight in the middle of a parade in the
yeah.
first scene. Like, they showcased
and they kept
the fact
going
that,
back to the little children
yeah.
hugging and,
They showcased the fact that these guys don't actually avidly want to kill innocent people, but if people get caught in the crossfire,
happen,
that's
yeah.
just what happens.
Well, except for that one crazy guy.
Yeah. Now, and see, I love Superfly because we were talking about Superfly for a blaxploitation show because I feel like it was so inspirational to so many movies I saw as a youth. And it's sort of like the two Utes. And it's sort of like, you know, that's sort of how I feel about the Wild Bunch, too, in the same way. It's like people watching, they're like, what? It's like, if you're just used to watching, like, John Wayne movies and all of a sudden you see this movie, it's like, what the heck is going on here? This is nuts.
Well, I think even John Wayne movies, after a while, he started to put a little bit of, you know, bits of color in his character
yeah.
as he got older.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, the one...
I mean, look, how many times are you going to make these movies where you put on the same hat, get on the same horse? Eventually, you've got to do something with the character.
Definitely.
Well, I reckon they could do it over and over
Please
again.
Please do not do John Wayne. Please don't do John Wayne.
I wasn't trying to. I was just...
That was her attempt.
No, I was just incorporating cowboy language.
That was great. That was really good. It was really good.
Now,
Rybar, did you watch Deadwood?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yes.
Good. So we'll talk a little about Deadwood. Too, because
I
want to talk
right?
about that. What? You didn't see Deadwood?
Oh, what did I see?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I have no clue
out.
What you're talking about right now.
Never mind.
That's the one I saw? What?
No, I asked if that's the one I saw.
The one what?
I don't know. Oh, you're talking about the location.
This is why ladies don't belong in
the Western. What the hell is she talking about? What are you talking
about? This is why
we're
going to talk more about the Wild Bunch
than
we will
Bad
Girls.
Are you talking about the place? Or are you talking about
show.
Watching... Yes. Are
yeah.
you talking about the location, the actual physical location of Deadwood?
No. At first, I was just...
Because we have been there.
Yes,
and
I know
maybe
I thought I saw you on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
No. At first, I was just, you know, I sometimes mix up words, and I was just mixing up Deadwood with another movie title, with a movie title. And then I was, then I remembered that the Deadwood.
Edwood?
Yes, probably. Yes, Edwood, yes. That's exactly what I was thinking of. How'd you know?
Most likely. I'm good like that. I can figure these things out.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, so then I mix it up, and then I realize, oh, wait, the TV show.
Yes.
The end.
Yes.
End of story.
That was fantastic, really. You know, I have to say that, you know, we're not really having anything in sort of any order, but I really thought that Magnificent Seven was a fantastic adaptation. Seven Samurai is one of my favorite movies. I haven't seen it in a while, but, you know, it's one of those movies that you remember very well the first time you see it because it's such a classic. And I thought they really did a great job incorporating pretty much all the same characters, the same character types, and some of the, one of the best casts of, you know, well, I don't know if all time, but certainly of that sort of period.
Yes.
With those kind of action stars. It was sort of like, I guess it's sort of like what the Expendables is going for right now, in a
probably,
way.
Probably, yeah. Yes. Probably.
Except I don't think it's going to be nearly as successful.
No, no. Well, you know, we'll see. You know, the Expendables is weird. I have no clue, because it is R, and it is, you know, there's just a lot of guys from, you know,
they don't
childhood.
Have to do anything. They just have to sit and read the phone book.
That's true, exactly.
I will be fine and happy. They're all in the same space. They're all there. If they read the phone book, I'm happy. If they shoot someone, I'm happier. Well, and that's all I need to see.
It really feels like they're hedging their bets. You know, they have, like, Stallone and Lundgren, and so, and they have, like, you know, the old school guys like Mickey Rourke, and then they have, like, you know, Jet Li, so they have, like, the martial arts side. But then they're getting also, like, the guys, the UFC guys, like Randy Couture and
good.
Stuff. They're making sure, like, they're getting every male demographic they can, really. The only other thing they could have done is gotten, like, one of the, like, ESPN anchors to be in there, you know?
No, they would have beat them up. Destroyed them.
Yeah.
They could have got
Well, some of the ESPN anchors are old athletes.
They could have got Goldberg or LT or someone
no.
in there. No?
Well,
no?
Yeah. No.
You know, maybe.
Get the Rock.
No.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
come on,
no.
What are you talking about? That's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, you know, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, the Magnificent Seven is you know, just truly, truly fantastic, and it was really fun. We haven't seen a lot of Yul Brynner. You know, I think I've only seen. I think I'm trying to think.
He's just a crazy looking man.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Well, I've seen the Ten Commandments, and I've definitely seen what was the other one? Well, he's done a lot of huge
Westworld.
Movies. Westworld. That was the other one I've seen. Yeah, and you know, he's just sort of you know, he has that iconic look. You know, he was that. That is such a, you know. That's such an iconic part in Westworld, and of course they're making a remake of that, which I have no idea actually who. I don't think they have any idea who's going to be him, but like that's the other issue we're going to be talking about is the fact that, you know, as they remake these old West movies or these Westerns, and if they continue making Westerns, because it seems like the genre is kind of slowly coming back, like where are the guys? Who are the actors nowadays that can pull off these characters?
And that's actually what I wanted to bring up. You know, is there a John Wayne nowadays? You know, is there anyone that can play? Thing is, like, I've been thinking about all the young actors that are out there right now, and it feels like, you know, the only character from the old West that can be played by actors right now is Billy the Kid, because you got all these actors who are like in their late 20s that look like they're 10. You know?
And even, like, Billy the Kid was, like, really hardcore for his age. That's why they got Emilio Estevez to play him in Young Guns, which, by the way, I love Young Guns and Young Guns too.
When I
was
do
a kid,
too.
Those movies rule.
Those, yes.
I thought Young Guns 2 was a good sequel, too. I got to be perfectly honest. I always thought it was cool.
It was.
You know, and I thought...
They were two decent movies.
Yeah. I thought the way they incorporated the Bush Billy thing was
sweet.
For a
time in which there were no Westerns. I mean, that was pretty much all you got.
Yeah. Yep. And that, too. They had sort of the Brat Pack of that time period. Remember? They had, like, Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Emilio Estevez.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, Lou Diamond Phillips is awesome. He throws knives.
It's funny. It's like... When you're naming all these names, somehow Lou Diamond Phillips just doesn't... Just the name. Not the man. The name. Just
Lou Diamond Phillips was a huge star at that point because he'd done La Bamba only a few years before. So he was actually one of the main people headlined for that movie. And yeah, those movies are both cool. Christian Slater is in the second one, by the way.
Yeah.
As Dave Rudabaugh, which of course I like because my name is Dave. So there you go. These things all work out. And it was Jason Patrick, Pat Garrett. Do you remember who Pat Garrett was? I think it was Jason Patrick, yeah. Anyway.
No, so, I think it was what's his face from CSI?
Yeah. William Peterson? Was it William Peterson?
Pat Garrett?
I think it might have been, actually. Yeah, you might be right.
I mean,
now we need to find out.
Would you like me to look this up?
Yes, you should. You please look this up while we're talking more about Young Guns.
Let's discuss what I was talking about. Let's talk about, you know, who is it nowadays that can play the cowboy? I mean, I actually think for Jonah Hex, they made the good choice of, you know, of Brolin there. The problem is that Jonah Hex, they probably shouldn't have made the movie of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess the other choice I heard before Brolin was Thomas Jane.
Oh.
Okay, well, at least he has that
Boogie
kind
Nights
of rougher face, you know what I mean?
Like, he's awesome in Boogie Nights.
I don't know, it's...
I'm just talking looks-wise right now. He at least has that rougher face. He's not exactly pretty.
He doesn't come off
I mean?
As tough as the problem.
No, he doesn't, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
But at least looks-wise, he's not super ultra-pretty.
Let's talk about the Magnificent Seven. First, you start off in the first scene with Yul Brynner, who I always think is going to die of awesome. He's so awesome. And Steve,
I think that's what he did die.
Yeah, exactly. And Steve McQueen, who is like kind of the quintessential manly
dude in the 60s.
You don't have anybody
like that. Yeah. You don't have a Clint Eastwood, you don't have a Charles Bronson, you don't have any of these people, you certainly don't have a Steve McQueen.
No.
Holden. Lee Van Cleef.
Newer-fangled... The person that I see as my
newer...
You're
not talking about Twilight here.
Shush.
Oh, sorry.
Shush.
Fang.
Yeah, if you say Robert Pattinson, I'm going to
No. Shut up, everybody.
Our pets should play Shane.
Shut up. The person that I'm seeing as my newfangled Yul Brynner...
Yeah, what's that?
...is Jack Earl Haley.
Are you nuts?
I think that Jack Earl Haley can...
tall.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My newer-fangled little man. He just looks so little compared to everybody else in Magnificent Seven.
He came off tiny in Magnificent Seven?
I'm sorry, what?
Yul Brynner. He looked so tiny compared to everybody.
No, but the whole point was he was trying to be taller than Steve McQueen.
I know, and he was failing at every step.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have to completely disagree with you, mostly because, you know, Yul Brynner, when I think of him as, like, this big, sort of larger-than-life, kind of scary-looking dude.
Wait, I don't know. Who am I looking up for you?
I don't remember.
It's not even a question of size in terms of, you know, how tall they are. It's really just a question of just stature. It's more about just their ability to I guess match up to some of the, you know, just most iconic male specimens that have ever been put on screen. That's really what
I think the problem is, like, you know, guys have
too many pretty boys.
Actors are so femmed out for the last few years. I mean, that's sort of what's happened.
I'm sorry,
you know?
Matt Damon is not an action hero.
Yeah, I mean,
Matt Damon.
I even have problems.
I don't know. Matt Damon. He's a stocky guy. I like him as an action hero. I think he's better than
I can handle the movies. The movies are good, but I just don't.
This is the thing.
I think
the thing is, like, you look at Yul Brynner, C. McQueen, you're like, that's like an adult, manly dude, and it's difficult to say that about a lot of other people.
Yeah,
even
masculinity
if they are,
was not. It just isn't. It doesn't seem to register with a lot of these young.
Well, you have guys that come off too as like they have the look. Like Hugh Jackman's a perfect example, but he sometimes comes off kind of cheesy. Is a problem like
exactly.
That toughness?
He's a stage actor.
That toughness is really hard to acquire.
I guess.
Well, that's why they keep trying to pull people from, like, you know, UFC and WWE, because they think that that will give them this toughness
factor.
Yeah,
but Steve McQueen didn't need to be in the WWE.
I agree. No, my point is that's why they keep on trying to pull these people from it, thinking that that's going to do it.
Well, I think that equals that.
They think that because they were in this thing that's considered tough, that they are tough.
Well, I think Daniel Craig as Bond, you know, I thought that he was one of the few kind of guys who came off very tough.
I mean, exactly, because he had a face like a pug.
He didn't quite look the part,
but that's actually the way the part of James Bond was written.
No, that's a great point.
He wasn't supposed to be a model. He was supposed to be somewhat of a force of cold.
It wasn't supposed to look like Pierce Brosnan?
No, it was not.
You know, it's funny because when I first saw Daniel Craig, I thought to myself, you know, he actually sort of reminded me of Steve McQueen face-wise, because they both are these, like, you know, blonde guys who look like they've been punched in the face over and over and over again until they were kind of flat, you know, little flat.
That's a good observation.
Kind of like Cabbage Patch Kids.
A lot of Western, some of the more recent Westerns have included a lot of British actors playing essentially Americans. Tenniuma being one of them.
Yep.
And that was actually a very good Western.
Yes, it was fantastic. And actually, that's where I was going to go. We've been talking about that, is the fact that we think that might have to be the Aussies and the Brits to do it.
Another good one would be a movie called The Proposition, which is a little bit more weird.
Honestly, though, you kind of...
An Australian Australian Western.
You kind of have to blame.
Yes.
You have to blame Clint a little though for the prettying of cowboys, because watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, like, he was so pretty. Like,
he is
was
pretty, but
so pretty, and he stands there on the cover of that DVD looking like a model.
We did notice.
I'm so pretty.
If you look at the cover of Good Man the Ugly, the way he's standing there, it's like every model has stood like that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No,
because
it doesn't.
He's completely awesome.
But the models are standing like him.
That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Like, he invented. I mean, listen. Before Clint, cowboys were cool, but he is the cool cowboy. Like, no one's ever played a cooler cowboy than Clint, no matter what. It's
true.
Never going to happen. It was just, and the part of the reason he was so cool was that whole mystery factor of that character. The fact he hardly talked at all. He didn't need to know who he was. He was just a total
just
badass.
Great.
You know, and he was, you know, it just is everything.
But actually, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about more cowboy stuff and westerns.
We need to get down to, like, who can actually play these parts.
Yes. Well, that's what we're trying to get to, but we'll get to it when we come back.
In a world of chaos and confusion, there are but two geeks who can clear everything up. Anna and Dave, Geek World, Thursdays at noon on 92.5 KYHY Burbank.
Wow, that was awesome. We're back.
My bar is pissed.
You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. Don't forget, send us an email, geekworldradio@yahoo.com. Check out our website, geekworldradio.com.
Yeah.
Rybar's here with us, DocuBus Rybar, for our Western and Cowboy show. That's right, partners.
Hey.
We have to talk, like, really slow.
Yeah.
Howdy. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why they talked so slow. Well, you know.
Because they had time.
Exactly. There's no TV. That's right. They're all moseying. Yeah.
We're gonna go across town. All right, we'll see you in about 4 days.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Good call. I can accept that.
And, you know, it was sort of like medieval times. They all kind of expected to not live that long, so they might as well,
I thought you were talking about the dinner and
the Yeah, I know you were, but that's not what I was talking about.
This is awesome.
Medieval times! I never saw it. The closest I've ever been is Cable Guy. That's it.
That's not medieval times. Well, I mean, it is, but it's, you know, on TV.
I never. Have you been there before, Rybar?
No.
I don't think they ever.
No.
Have they ever had one here?
No. Yes. They have.
Oh, yeah. I never went. So, you know, back to the whole, like, lack of, like, tough guys, you know, right now in cinema. It is kind of difficult if they're going to be continue to remake these movies, and if the Western genre is going to continue. You know, like we were saying that, you know. You know, what's his name there for Jonah Hex?
Brolin.
Brolin. Jonah Hex, no one went to see Jonah Hex. We're not really surprised. It's not really the most popular comic book of all time.
I'm not saying that it would have done well at all. Like, I'm not saying that we don't know if it's good or not. But I think that they advertised it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I think you know if it's good or not.
I hear
it's 75 minutes long.
I think
that's a problem, right?
Or 71 minutes long, rather.
I think they should have at least, though, focused on that this was a comic book adaptation rather than trying to make it look like a Western, you know, like it's just a Western. I think they should have focused on the fact that it is more, you know, comic book stuff, not your kind of standard, straightforward.
By doing
Western.
What though?
Well, I don't know. I just think in the previews they could have advertised that better. They could have shown that better. They could have shown more of the weird stuff that goes on. I agree, but I'm just saying, at least if they had advertised it more like it was based on the comic book that it is, then it would have possibly at least generated a little more audience than just putting
it out
there
as a Western.
They should have
put up a card that said, from the comic book.
It might have actually brought in one or two more people.
Yeah, most likely. You know, I think the problem was.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's all I'm saying.
I think a bad movie is a bad movie.
Yeah, I agree. I think the problem is you watch the trailer, the things you get away from it is it's really cheesy with, like, the dynamite gun and the Gatling guns, and then there's Megan Fox.
Right.
With a really bad accent.
One, two, and three.
It's like three strikes, you're out.
I agree. I'm not saying that it's a good movie. I'm not saying that it looks like a good movie or that it looks like it even could be. I'm just saying that they would have possibly had at least a slightly larger audience or a slightly more attention had they really promoted to people that it was a comic book, you know, a comic book adaptation rather than just another just a plain old Western. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think you're right. It still would only brought in like 100 more people maybe, but I think like, you know.
Well, let's talk about movies starring guys with facial deformities and how well they do.
Yeah. Man with No Face probably did.
Man with No Face did okay, but that was sort of
but
like
that wasn't that a Western.
No,
what about
it wasn't.
Dark Man.
That it, Dark Man with No Face was all supposed to be like a coming
style.
Of age tale and all that other jazz. And you know, it was one of those, you know, sitting around and feeling bad for Mel Gibson.
Why
kind of
are we doing? What
I don't know. Dave
Westerns.
Decided to bring up people with facial.
Well, no, I'm just,
plenty
you know,
of things to discuss when it comes yes. to Westerns, and we're talking about Mel Gibson with No Face.
Yes. Well, you know,
well, blame Dave.
Karma.
I wanted to talk about, you know, who can play cowboys nowadays.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk about, too. You brought up Jonah Hex.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I mean...
I brought up Jonah Hex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Let's move on.
Well, we were discussing before we took a break...
Yeah.
...that
yeah.
I managed to bring up that the majority of Westerns that we're getting nowadays seem to feature actors who are not American.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you got a lot of like rougher looking people like that are from other
yes,
countries.
Yes, because back there, you know, you get some of those actors who spend their time, you know, when they're not acting, they're at the pub getting into fights and
yeah,
and throwing telephones and you know.
As for the Australians and New Zealanders, I mean, their Old West, you know, was pretty much still going on 10 years ago. So you know, it's
still in many places.
Yeah, seriously. So you know, it's there's still kind of more cowboys. Even in those areas now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you got to have, like, those rough-looking people, those leathery faces and, you know.
Yeah, they have to step outside in the sun as opposed to a tanning booth.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
They should be, like, brown, not orange.
You know an actor I like a lot who I think is pretty good at playing tough, though I haven't seen him around in a while, is Eric Bana. Has he done anything in a while? I know he made a documentary about his car. How much he loves his car. Other than that, I don't know what the hell he's been in, to be perfectly honest. I didn't make this up.
I think he's still. I think he's still
in
like
Star Trek, I believe. Wasn't
oh, of course, he was in Star Trek. Yeah, well, you know, yeah. It's been a while.
He was under all that makeup.
Yes,
now,
he was.
Know,
he had all that Romulan makeup on.
You know, at least in the previews for that Bronson movie, Tom Hardy looks like
yeah.
he can be tough.
Yeah.
By the way,
oh,
Tom,
yeah.
Tom Hardy's awesome, and Tom Hardy's of course is going to be the next Mad Max.
You know, I think
Mad Max 4 Fury Road.
Dave, you bring up a good point a lot
Thank
of the
you.
Time.
Wow.
Not today. You
wow.
haven't brought up a good point today.
No, Rybar's like, today. Don't encourage
no,
him.
No, not now.
Don't make
so
him
far,
think he's smart.
So far
Thank
today, you.
You
haven't brought up a good point.
Okay,
but in the past, you've made the good point that a lot of these leading men nowadays, they look like, you know, they look like they've never been in a fight and never could get in a fight. You
yeah.
know, the best
well, maybe
fight
a
they could
slappy
get.
Fight. Or
well,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the biggest
the
fight they could get in is somebody punching them and knocking them unconscious, you know. But there really are very few. There aren't too many actors out there that look like they could actually brawl.
I don't know when the pretty transition really started with actor guys, where everyone had to be pretty instead
well,
of
it all
tough.
Became it all became about you're the leading man, like for the woman. You know, it's like it kind of became this equality thing.
So when we started making movies for women, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
we're
yeah.
That's what the
know.
Wild Bunch is all about. This is the last movie made for guys. Everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. From there on in, it was gonna be for those.
You know, we're pretty
girls.
Sure that the A-Team trailer for the A-Team movie was based on like the Wild Bunch because it was nothing but shooting and laughing.
Yeah.
That happened a lot in Wild Bunch. We noticed there in between
drinking
scenes
and
of,
shooting and
yeah,
laughing.
In between scenes,
well, what else
there's
is
a
there?
Lot of group laughter.
I'm
going
sorry.
On here.
What else is there?
Robbing.
There's,
there's a
rob,
little
yeah.
that.
No. You got to shoot and
you
got to
shoot and you got to laugh.
Hell,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, there was also some.
Shaft laughed a lot though too. You know, laughing's good for you. It's good,
it
for,
is.
Your soul.
It's good for the soul.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's good when you kill people.
It's fantastic when you kill. Now let me ask: did you ever read? Was it Dark Tower, the Stephen King books?
No, but I do know that. Yes, that is also a very. Interesting.
Yeah, I know people go crazy over that.
Yeah,
yeah we haven't read it. But,
you know, it's one that came up a lot in my research, but you know, it was just kind of because of when it was written and what it's about. It's just one that was mentioned a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Now I find this interesting. So they're remaking True Grit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen True Grit, the original
yes.
one, John
yes.
Wayne? I know I've seen parts of it. I've never seen the whole thing. Now you know the first good thing about it. You know, you hear a remake and you're like, oh no, this is gonna be terrible. But you know, one of the first things obviously is the Coens are remaking it.
Yes.
And that's kind of awesome because
yes.
the Coens are great filmmakers. You know, some of the best filmmakers working right now, if not the best. And I think, you know, normally I get really worried about remakes, but that made me feel a little bit better about it. And also, I think what's really cool about it, though, is that, you know, you can't really replace John Wayne. It's not going to happen. Like we've just been talking about this whole time, there's no John Wayne. So I think they went really the right direction with going just with a fantastic actor, which is, of course, Jeff Bridges is going to be playing that part. Now,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so the dude. And
but
I
it's
think,
not, but I think they're going back to the actual story, the original story, in which it wasn't necessarily a It wasn't a John Wayne movie.
Mm, please educate
us. I believe the little girl was actually the main character of the film.
Really?
Of the story, of the original story. And
yeah.
I think that's what they're doing.
That is what they're doing,
so
yeah.
So it's not so much a movie about a John Wayne type character or whatever Jeff Bridges is. It's just going to be, he's going to be more.
Yeah, that's actually a good point story. Because that is what the story is going to be, is this girl, her parents or her father gets killed. And so she gets you know, this old gunfighter and also
kind of
a
like the professional.
And also a U.S. Marshal to help. Yes, just like that. And I think I think Matt Damon's playing the U.S. Marshal, I believe. Which is funny because you just mentioned Matt Damon not too long ago about.
Yeah. I mean, know. I suppose I'll take him over. R-Pats.
Oh my God, that's the best thing in the world. That poor R-Pats.
Oh man, that's all, we heard like, that the other day, didn't we? Yeah.
There was some ad on the radio, and they don't even refer to him by his name anymore.
No.
He is no longer Robert Pattinson.
He's not
like
a
name. I'm starting to feel bad for the poor kid because, like, you know.
Don't.
Well, the thing is that
do
like,
your best. Do not feel
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I know. It's
he
just like the kid doesn't have a name anymore. Like he's only known as R-Pats. It's like, oh my God, that poor kid.
Yeah.
Then I go, whatever.
Oh no. Yeah, okay, so I'm looking at True Grit. Yeah, it's this new one is a teenage girl, her father gets killed, so she hires a tough old marshal who's gonna be played by Jeff Bridges to take on the guy, and also they're joined by a Texas Ranger, LaBeouf, who will be played by Matt Damon.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shia should totally be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Shia LaBeouf is that character.
Sorry. That was your joke from the remake
show. That was my joke. Yeah, exactly. Why not just get Shia LaBeouf to play him?
I don't know. Shia LaBeouf can play maybe like one of the cadavers.
Yeah, he can play, one of the bodies.
LaBeouf.
You know, I'm pretty sure, I didn't look this up, but I'm pretty sure that in Wild Bunch, I'm pretty sure that not the main bad guy, but kind of the lieutenant of the main bad guy. I'm pretty sure was the main bad guy in The Three Amigos. El Guapo there or whatever.
You mean Alfonso Arau?
Yeah. I think that guy, I'm pretty sure he was...
You might not be incorrect.
I'm pretty sure I'm right about this.
By the way, on that other thing in Young Guns 2, William Peterson.
Nice. Great work. Yes.
I know.
I knew it was someone better than Jason Patrick.
I would actually say Three Amigos is one of the best Westerns.
I would say it's that, too. It's a great one.
Yeah.
It's a totally great one.
Well, that's the kind of funny thing. There have actually been, you know, I think that of Westerns and cowboy movies, there are three really, really good comedies from that all take place in different time periods out west, and you know one of them is one of them is Blazing Saddles,
yes,
which you know takes place in the earlier period, mm-hmm. and then Three Amigos, which takes place a little later, and then City Slickers for the kind of more modern people wanting to be cowboys.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles I think was largely credited for actually kind of making the genre sort of passé, because it really spoofed everything.
Yeah.
It was much more satire, but I mean, really kind of made everything sort of feel like it was insignificant.
Well, and that's kind of why it took till the 90s for the Western to kind of make a little bit of a resurgence.
There were some pretty good Western ones in between.
There were, but it kind of had to go through a little bit of a lull with just
also
those
the
few
dead.
Good
also,
ones.
I mean, a lot of the.
The great main, cowboys
yeah,
died.
Yeah, there was that issue.
Well, you know, and that's sort of what's so much fun about Die Hard is the fact that, you know, they call him cowboy the entire time, and you know the Roy Rogers thing, and mm-hmm. it's sort of like, you know, they couldn't really make Westerns, and so they had to kind of like apply certain things from Westerns into their other movies.
Yeah, I believe John Carpenter is really good at that.
Yeah.
I mean, he created, I think, one of the best Westerns that was never a Western that featured, I think, a lot of actors from Westerns and in which the main character was essentially admitted to doing a Clint Eastwood impersonation. That would be Escape from New York.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know, it's funny because we're going to bring that up for a few reasons. First is, you're right, it is completely like a sort of a sci-fi Western in its own regard. And Kurt Russell, I didn't know that. He actually admitted doing Clint Eastwood.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I can see that.
I can definitely see that.
His voice and all the squinting. And also, you know, the other reason...
All the one-eyed squinting?
Yeah, exactly. And the other reason we're bringing it up is, of course, you know, they're making a remake of Escape from New York, whether mm-hmm. you like
they
it or not.
Threatening.
Yeah, well apparently...
I don't take them seriously.
Apparently it's coming a little closer.
I'm not going to believe it.
Until...
Well, yeah, I mean... Listen,
even when it happens, you're not going to believe it. You're just going to be like, no,
I'm not
this doesn't
see
exist.
It. There was only one.
What?
And a bad sequel.
Yeah. There was a very bad sequel. But, you know, the rumors are right now that apparently they're looking to do it, and apparently they're looking at Timothy Oliphant, perhaps, to play that character, of course, because, I mean,
he's great.
Of course, because he's playing this character in Justified.
He's great in Justified. I've always heard he was great in Deadwood.
Yeah. You know? I mean, his character in Justified is, like, the closest to Snake Plissken that you'll see anywhere right now. Granted, the thing about Snake Plissken is, you know, he's not noble.
No.
He is sort of like part of the wild bunch. Mm-hmm. He's very antisocial and very much an anti-hero. But he's still like, you know, a total badass and something that, you know, you're not going to get from an Arpats.
Yeah.
or from anyone like that right now. for the most part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I don't really have anything to say after that. Yeah. Words are good, you know. But yeah. I don't know about the remake. You know, the problem is that Escape from New York is one of those movies that's so good, you know, why do you need to remake it?
You don't need to.
The problem is, you know, you got movies like The Karate Kid that, you know, you're
making bajillions of dollars. We can accept Timothy Oliphant as a cowboy. You know,
yes.
A gunslinger.
I want to make sure you understand the difference.
That's right. That's yes. Because yes. So he can definitely play an old West figure. You know, and a lot of these, like, you know, people who are now a little older, like Jeff Bridges, also I totally can see him as, you know, as a cowboy or an old West figure.
Mm.
So who are some of these other people that look like they could get in a fight, that they could take a punch, that they could, you know?
Well, it's not much, like we said, Daniel Craig.
I think that's the thing. I think we do have to look out of the country.
I think, you know, in some regards, like we said, Hugh Jackman at sometimes can be sort of tough. It just depends on the part. I never saw Australia. I don't know.
I did.
Apparently that was all about more about making him pretty for the girls.
He was very pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah, I like him. You know, it's funny because I feel bad for him because I think he's actually a decent actor, and he has to kind of get over the hurdle of that, of his sort of prettiness. Because, you know, I love The Fountain. I thought he was fantastic in The Fountain. I thought he was fantastic in The Prestige.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he's actually a pretty decent actor.
He's just too... Well, like you said, he's too pretty.
Well, they got to, you know, they got to put him in a poncho and give him a beard, you know, like
he's
got to
stop singing.
Yes,
he's got to stop getting on Broadway.
Singing and dancing.
Singing and dancing.
Yeah, he's leaning a little more towards Gene Autry than Clint.
Yeah.
He pulls out his guitar. Yeah.
He needs to,
more,
you know,
Gene Autry than John Wayne.
Yeah. Although Clint Eastwood did a musical, so...
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Clint Eastwood can do everything. I mean, Clint Eastwood, didn't he write the music for Gran Torino?
Yeah.
Well, he's a jazz musician, so that's a little different.
Improvisation.
Mm, that's awesome. Like a cool jazz musician. You know who else was a jazz musician? Tequila from Hard Boiled.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Great. John Woo. Yes.
Well, yes, he good definitely times. Appreciated
yes.
the good Westerns.
I would say that, you know, a lot of his movies are very much like Westerns in their own regard.
Very much, yeah.
Definitely The Killer.
So can we think of anybody else that, like, is there anybody that we can think of that can... That can pull it off right now?
You know, Christian Bale and Russell Crowe have already done it, 3:10 to Yuma. You know, those guys can do
we're
it.
We're even thinking a little younger, like people who are still in their 20s, you know?
No. Like we said,
There's no one. You need to breed one.
Yeah.
You need to breed one. You need to take some kid right now who's about, like, you know, 8 years old and just put him out in the middle of a desert in Wyoming and just leave him there and not have him come home until
they need
he's
to actually
18.
Go find, like, a cowboy. Find, like, someone who, like actually spends their time with cows right now and pull them and be like...
I don't even think so. I can't even...
In Australia.
In Australia.
In Mexico.
I think the problem is, you know, our parents...
There's no one.
Think about our parents' generation. You know, you hear stories about how the fact that, you know, when they were kids, they got fights all the time, like fist fights all the time, and you know, had to walk up.
Well,
you
now
know,
people keep on bringing guns to fist fights.
The thing is, you know, there isn't. You're not even allowed to be tough anymore because if, you know, you get into a skirmish, you could get stabbed or shot. And so, you know, there's a whole kind of new generation of guys who aren't, you know, as maybe tough as the generation before, or even the generation before that.
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like the old West, where you're going to get shot all the time.
Yeah, well, everyone was carrying guns in the Old West. That was the difference.
Except for James Coburn.
Yes.
He had a knife.
He carried a knife.
And was awesome.
Yes, he did. He was very, very, very awesome. Yes. Congratulations.
And then
on
he
that
was
one.
In like Flint.
Yes, he was. Yeah, what's it like? That movie is just ridiculous. Like it's just sort of like the masculinity never stops, does it?
Yeah.
With the Menace to Seven. No. Like I said, it starts with Yule in
Oh, it stopped. It certainly stopped in recent years.
Yes. But it's like and then they're like Charles Bronson and look, James Coburn. It's like, jeez.
You know what's awesome about the Wild Bunch?
What's that?
The one scene with the women in the tub, it was sexual prostitutes
and
it was what was the reason, Dave? was the reason that they were prostitutes and not actresses?
Because they were cheaper.
So
Sam Peckinpah could say Warner Brothers paid for their hookers.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Apparently was the story. Yeah.
Bravo, Peckinpah.
Well, you know the Uwe Boll did the same thing in Blood Rain. So there you go. Yeah, I had to bring that up. Hey, we did an Uwe Boll show. It's not my fault. I know these things.
Darn you, David.
I know. I can't help it.
Why do you got to bring up that?
I know.
Darkness?
Hey,
why do you got to do that?
Meatloaf was in that scene though. So hey, you got
Meatloaf
that
was not in the Wild.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he's ever been in any old Western.
Should have been.
Did you see Isla Rubber?
Yes. Yes. Now there's a good face for Western.
No. It is not called Alapalooza.
It's Appaloosa.
Appaloosa? Whatever. Appaloosa.
Alapalooza. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a music festival without the L.
With cowboys. Yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And, yeah. and the fact, Rybar, that you go, yeah.
He's just a kind. You're a kind man. Yeah, I guess Appaloosa was what I was looking for, yeah. But, of course, Vigo. Come on.
Vigo and Ed Harris.
Vigo actually has the kind of face that, like, that you believe he could, like, he's a tough guy.
Could you imagine if Stuart Townsend was that character in Lord of the Rings instead of Vigo?
Yeah.
Like, how different that would have been? Because that is the thing. And those two really encapsulate kind of the difference between the manly man and the pretty boy, that we're kind of dealing with right now, and those two are like perfect for that comparison. But yeah, I never saw that, but I heard it was totally awesome, and we're probably going to get to that now because we love our old West movies now.
Yeah. I keep trying to think of, like, ugly secondary characters from things that, like, could play cowboys.
Ugly secondary characters?
Well, because that's the thing. The leading guy in movies right now is pretty much never an ugly guy, except for that Beth Cooper movie.
I'm just trying to think of anyone who could actually, like, beat some... Like, I believe they could actually cause harm to somebody.
No, it doesn't. Our pets causes a lot of harm.
Yeah, not psychological harm or harm to your eyes. I mean, actual harm.
Yeah.
Did you see Bronson?
No, I wanted to see that.
It's on Netflix.
That's on my streaming. Well, then I will see that I will see that now.
We should all watch that.
Want to watch that.
Well, it's funny because I really like Tom Hardy because of the trailer for that, which I think is great, that we have to see, but also because he was the bad guy in that last the Star Trek The Next Generation of the movies.
Yeah, the
Nemesis. Yeah, he played Picard's clone.
Terrible movie. It was a terribly written role for him.
It wasn't his fault.
But to see him in that, and then to see him in that preview for Bronson, or even the preview now for Inception, it's crazy.
Inception.
And I can see, like, he's another one who can just encapsulate whatever the character is that he's playing.
Yeah.
So that's somebody that I can see as being a tough guy.
He does look pretty tough.
He could do tough.
But I can't even really think of, like, too many, like, taller, bigger guys, because there's so many tiny females that are around now, and so many small guys that are just a little bit taller than them, but that's okay because they just need to be taller than the girl. It's like, and then all of your really tall guys are people like Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki that are just pretty.
Yeah,
and
they don't really come off tough at all.
Yeah,
no,
not,
there's
not at
nobody.
All. It's like
I think that's why.
That's why what?
I think that's why Clint Eastwood's still alive.
And
somebody has to.
I believe
Can you imagine when he dies, it's going to be the saddest day for mankind.
It really will. I believe Jeffrey Dean Morgan could punch somebody.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's one of those guys that they're playing. They're thinking is going to be the next big tough guy. I Entertainment Weekly had a quote from a studio guy who was like, "It's hard to find men like him." He's a very masculine, tough guy.
Here's how I see Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I can only see him as the guy that punches someone but isn't happy about it. It's like he punches someone while like tears are falling down his face.
He'll cry.
He makes himself cry. But at least he'll be punching you.
That is very true.
But there aren't really
Whereas,
any of those
like,
people
our
that like are going to punch
before
you and happy
punching
about
you
it.
And then not be able to punch you.
Yeah,
he'll miss through his tears.
Yeah.
And then he'll get into like a little slappy fight, but he'll miss again through his tears.
He'll slap himself.
I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was great as the comedian, which in his own way was sort of a gunslinger, but he's it's not going to quite cut it, is it?
No, I would say one of the Deadwood is a great show. Certainly Timothy Olyphant was great on it, but the real big personality on that show was a character by the name of Al Swearengen, who was played by Ian McShane.
Yes.
Ian McShane is so awesome.
Again, Ian McShane has this rather unique thing of he is not American.
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
No, he's certainly not. You know what Ian McShane, you know what anime's favorite Ian McShane role is?
What?
Do you know anime?
I'm assuming. I can only. I don't know what
you're
going to
say. You know
what it is. Oh, okay, so Shenlong.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, it's actually Tai Long, isn't
Tai Long,
it?
Yes.
Yeah. From
Shenlong
Kung
is
Fu Panda.
My bad.
Yeah. Yes. He does a fantastic voice.
Not Dragon Ball Z.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Yeah.
Now we're actually talking about
all
this.
The work he's done.
Uh huh. Yeah.
All the hard hours he's put in.
I'm sorry. We also liked him in Death Race. It also, I'm sorry, we thought he was fantastic as one of the villains in the Agent Cody Banks.
Oh, no. You also liked him in a Hot Rod.
Oh, yes, he was great in Hot Rod. Yeah,
yes.
He was good in that, too. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Sometimes I don't actually talk about the really good stuff.
You know,
some
people, I mean, this is like saying, Clint Eastwood actually was great in Every Which Way But Loose, but nonetheless.
With a monkey.
With a monkey.
Hey, Clyde. Clive would make better Western movies than someone like our Pats, but
yeah. But who wouldn't? Yeah.
But actually, let's take another break, and when we get back, I think we'll have some cowboy and Western games.
Let's do a game, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be back with you in just a moment.